Back here, universities are scrambling to convince officials they can safely manage an influx of students from China if the coronavirus travel ban is relaxed. New Zealand's borders are currently closed to all foreign travellers coming from mainland China, but universities want an exemption for tertiary students. The government has signalled it is open to the idea, but only if it can be assured that the education sector can keep New Zealanders safe. Here's our political deputy political editor, Craig McCullough.
For New Zealand's universities, this is a critical juncture. Some 6,000 students stranded in China, unable to get into New Zealand to start this year's studies. 2,000 of them first-year students. Lose them now, and they're likely gone for good.
Fundamentally, it goes to a matter of trust between China and New Zealand. And if we blow this one, don't treat these young people well, the damage extends well beyond to every other sector that has anything to do with China.
Grant Guildford is Vice Chancellor of Victoria University and spearheads a committee for all universities working on the strategy for international students. He says hundreds of millions of dollars are on the line for them and for the wider economy too. If China pulls its support for New Zealand as a study destination, its young people will simply go elsewhere.
They can enrol in Canada and the UK, which did not put a travel ban on place and has made sure that the students in China are very aware of that and how they're open for an open and caring community, and unlike those Kiwis.
The universities want an exemption for students caught by the travel ban, and the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says she's willing to talk.
We would need to be satisfied that any health risks could be practically managed, with the education sector able to reassure us and the public that it has credible self-isolation and accommodation plans in place.
The opposition too would need convincing. National's Simon Bridges says any exceptions would require sufficient precautions.
It's better to be safe than sorry without being over the top about this.
The universities are now locked in talks with ministry officials to try to find agreement. Here's what they're proposing. Only those students outside of Hubei province would be allowed in, excluding those most at risk of having the virus. The students would be met by campus staff at the airport and informed of the need to self-isolate for 14 days. They'd then be taken to their accommodation, whether that be with extended family, homestays or small university-provided units, but not hostels. The universities would check in with the students on a daily basis and conduct a health check at the end of the fortnight. And Mr. Guildford says they're happy for it all to be audited by the Health Ministry.
There is no doubt, based on the evidence, that this can be managed. But of course, we are in a highly political environment. We've got people's understandable anxieties to take into account.
For that reason, he thinks it's still a line call whether a deal will be struck. The study year's soon to begin, and the clock is ticking.
Any longer than this week to make this decision, to find yourself a flight into the nation and complete 2 weeks of isolation, you're now talking a month from the decision. That's as late as we can possibly go to make this work.
The travel restrictions are reviewed every 48 hours, but any exemption would need sign-off from Cabinet, meaning no change is likely until at least next Monday. From Parliament for Morning Report, Craig McCullough.